This is CliffCentral.com.
You know, everybody has their thing to deal with. Everybody has challenges. And for a lot of people, these are not challenges they've chosen. You know, like if you decide to wade through a crocodile-infested swamp, that's a challenge that you've chosen.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, not the best choice in life.
No. But imagine that you were, you know, you were born and you thought, I've got this great life ahead of me. I'm going to open doors. I'm going to change the world. And then you discover that you've got some kind of rare skin condition that nobody else has, that that suddenly you have to deal with, that other people don't even know about. You get scars all over you. And you maybe had aspirations of being a model, maybe an actress, maybe a famous singer. Maybe you wanted to be a scientist. Maybe you wanted to be a doctor. Maybe you wanted to be a lawyer. But suddenly this thing rears its ugly head, and you find that you have this allergy that can't be treated or healed. It doesn't sound fair, right?
Absolutely not. And then what do you do? Because it sounds like you've hit a dead end. So then what's the next step?
Well, you don't make the wrong decisions. You make the right decisions, and you start thinking about everybody else, not just yourself. That's what Valentine Mabaso has done. Hey, Valentine. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Garth. Thank you for having me.
You're beautiful, by the way. I was really expecting when they told me you were scarred, and I thought that like I'd have the elephant woman walking in here, but you look amazing.
Thank you so much.
But obviously this skin condition, tell us, is there a name for it? What is it called?
Just allergies, because the dermatologists that I went to, they said they've never actually came across something like this. So they just concluded that it's just from allergies. So,
I mean, do you know what you're allergic to?
Yeah, well, some of the things that I eat, like poultry, I don't eat poultry at all now. And some of the things that I inhale, which makes it very difficult to treat because you can't choose what to breathe and all that.
Sure, and we've got so much pollution around us. Is it pollutants
true.
Or is it grass seeds or is it something like that?
It's usually tree pollens and trees and grass,
yeah. Oh, my
yeah.
God, so you hate spring.
Very much.
Shame. Now, yeah. What happens to you when these allergies manifest? What do you do?
I just start scratching, and then they recommended that I should take Allergex and stuff. So when they just start, I start scratching, and I take my allergies. Now I'm used to it. It's like a daily thing. I just live on my meds.
So you get itchy?
Very itchy.
Oh, man, that must be annoying. And then it leaves scars.
Yeah.
Is it all over the body, or is it just some parts of your body that are affected?
It's usually on my limbs. I don't have them on my face, so it's usually on my limbs. But recently, they've been going also on my stomach and on my back and all that.
And obviously, I mean, you're here in a sleeveless top today, and you know your arms have got these little marks on them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. It almost looks like they could be like little moles almost.
A lot of people are saying that
tiny little scars.
Yeah, but because they are more permanent, like I said, I had them for like 9 years now, so they kind of, like during the years, they were I found them as a problem, and I used to cover up a lot. Like it's just recently when I got used to just walking around with sleeveless tops and shorts and all that. With the past 9 years, it's always it has always been about covering up, wearing long things and all that. I've never been confident, so now I've just recently, you know, started being confident with how I look and yeah.
Do people ask you about it now that you're walking around without sleeves and walking around in shorts and being all summery and sexy? Now do people come up to you and go, hey, what's going on here?
A lot of people just usually stare. They don't ask. And some, they just ask me, okay, what's up with your skin? And then I do explain there. And then that's when I also come with my campaign. I tell them, this actually motivated me to actually start this campaign and reach out to more people with conditions similar as mine and all that.
So what's the campaign? Tell us about that.
The campaign's name is Rock Scars. I started it last year. That's actually when I decided I'm not going to be in the closet anymore. I'm just going to go there and enjoy my life because we only live once, you know
right.
what I mean? So I decided that I'm going to start this campaign and I'm going to advocate for everybody living in with any scar. It could be burn survivors. It could be scars from surgery. It could be any other skin conditions like vitiligo or eczema or any other thing. So I was like, now we're going to stop hiding because a lot of people feel really uncomfortable with their scars. So I was like, a scar is... How I saw it was a scar has to be something that you celebrate because it shows that you overcame that pain. So
right.
now you are a warrior. That's
right.
what
your
we advocate for.
Scars tell your
yeah.
story, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got everything figured out. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're a victim at all.
Yeah. I'm trying to. Well, I think if we reach out to more people and then we get them to understand the whole concept behind the campaign, and then we, hence I said the reason for starting the campaign was to actually educate people about skin conditions and encourage them to rock their scars, and as if we reach a lot of people, then it's going to be easier to just everyone to rock their scars as they are. Yeah.
I haven't noticed you scratching once this morning, so you can't be itchy today. No allergies.
I took my meds.
No, I think I'm scratching all the time. Maybe I got something going on, but it is incredible to see that someone who really, I mean, it's not your, you didn't ask for this.
It's true.
It's your burden to bear, but you didn't want this. Mm. And it's not particularly fun. And I bet you there are lots of people with all those other conditions that you mentioned who feel like, you know, the world's just very unfair. Mm. But you've got to find a way of breaking out of that, right? And making a difference for others, right?
Yeah, very true. With the campaign, because we're currently just running it online. So, but I've got a lot of people just opening up to me and telling me how they got their scars and how I helped me coming out, help them to actually embrace their own differences. The campaign also is just beyond the physical scarring, because a lot of people are also emotionally scarred, and those are kind of are the kind of scars that are hard to deal with, you know.
Absolutely.
So when they open up to us, we run like a small support group online, and when they come and then they talk about how they feel about their scars, how the society perceives them and all that, they open up and then they heal. The healing process starts there, and we're not trying to create survivors. We are all about creating warriors, because when you're a survivor, you just you went through something and then yeah, you're okay with it because now it's there and then you're dealing with it. But then when you're a warrior, you fought it and then now you emerged as, you know. Yeah.
Well, I'm very impressed with the way that you've decided to take this on. Good luck to you, and I just love the fact that there's someone strong who refuses to be a victim and is pulling other people up.
Thank you so much.
It's beautiful to see.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well done to you.
Thank you, God. Right,
good luck. Mm. Get outside there and breathe in some of that pollen.
You want me to die?
No, you got your medicine. Don't worry. You'll be fine. No, lovely to meet you. Thank you, Valentine. Valentine Mabaso, everybody.
This is CliffCentral.com.